Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayera. We have this story in the Haftarah from Malachim Beis, the Tchias HaMesim that Elisha did through Gehazi. And in that Haftarah, Pasuk says, "Vayomer leGehazi, Elisha told Gehazi, Chagor Masnecha, V'kach V'shanti B'yadach V'aleich. Prepare yourselves and take my staff and go. Kisimsa ish loisavarchenu. Don't greet anyone, don't respond to anybody. And put my staff on the face of the child, and he'll become alive again." Pasuk says, the Gehazi went ahead, the ain kosher, didn't work. There's no tchias hamesim. And, Shayim Mar Masber, the Shittin Medrash, Shaykh Dab Lazar, that Gehazi, not only did he talk, but he was mezalzel on the way. He made fun of the nace. That's the words of Rashi, is he mocked, and he made fun of it from the Pirkei Drei Blazer. Now Rashi also adds that Bechlal, he shouldn't have been speaking. Why was he instructed not to speak? Maybe he wouldn't make fun of it. Why was he told Bechlal not to speak? So Rashi says it's not covered for the nace that he should speak. He's done with sneers. Better for nobody else to know about it. The Radak says, or the service concentration, or Gehazi's concentration if he talks on the way. We would like to share today a nubshat of the Benamagin brings from the Sefer Afike Yehuda, of Yehuda Adol, who lived in the time of the Gra. The Gra loved his Sefer very, very much, studied it from a lot, and this is the Afike Yehuda and Jewish Hashvi, and I'll even share with you, with Hashem, that the Benamagin spices it up with a mussel. Kedarkai, we'll get to very soon. Begin with very famous Gemara in Tainis, right on the first daf in Tainis. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yechanan, there are three maftechos, three keys, which were never given over to a shliach. They're only in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What are these three maftechos? Mafteach of birth, mafteach of tiras amesim, and mafteach of parnasa." The Gemara says in Marava, they had a fourth one. They counted Geshem and Parnassah as two separate maftechos. Now, the pasuk shot of this Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge of these maftechos himself. He doesn't give it over to any shliach. No one is in charge of it. No one's allowed to touch it. Only Hashem. So Tesis right away asks Akasha, a very famous question, that we find that Elisha and Haftarah, the Tchias HaMesim, Eliyahu the Tchias HaMesim, Eliyahu stopped the rain. Tesis is being more cautious. So it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give over the keys. Tesis answers that they can be given over, but they won't be given over forever. They're given over for a tkufa, for a certain amount of time. That Taisus starts. The Gai Sabach and the Masha point out that Rashi, in our Girsa and Mesechus Tainis, seems to be avarn the kasha, because Rashi writes on the Gemara, they're not given over at the same time. Meaning, some will give over one key, maybe two keys, but they'll never give over three. There's a big ride, this is the Gemara, and this is Hedron. Eliyonavi wanted to do Tchias HaMesim, Isha Tzarfatis, so, because Baruch Hu told Eliyonavi, you have to be masking for the rain to start again, give the key of the rain back, and then I'll let you do the Tchias HaMesim. So you see that you can't have one, two, or three keys at the same time. That is what Rashi says. There's other Tirutzim. I'd like to share with you again, Govan HaMagid, Kaichem Yaakov, what he brings from the Afike Yehuda, which is also brought down in the Yehuda Adol's other Sefer, Iyayayam. Like this. The Gemara, in Ksuvis, at the beginning of Ksuvis, the Gemara discusses that there are two mehalchim. The Gemara says, "Darish Bakapara, Gedolei Maaseh Tzadikim Yoseh Mimaaseh Shemayim Va'aretz." The actions of tzadikim are greater than the actions of creating shemayim and earth. Yulei Maaseh Tzadikim Ne'amar Mikta Shem Kanyu Yedecha. One hand, Maaseh Shemayim Va'aretz Ne'amar Af Yodai. You see that there's two hands involved in creating the Maaseh Tzadikim, Kainu Yadacha, the Maaseh Shemayim Varetz. It only speaks about one hand, so it's considered greater. So Rashi in Akamara, Ksuvas Daf Hey, Rashi's Masber, and this is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, which is greater than the rest of the world. Ayin Shamba Rashi. But Afik Yehuda has a mahalach. Very, very long mahalach. We're just going to bring out the part that the Benamagin brings. And that is, Kadosh Baruch Hu has two hanhagas in running the world. It's quite a famous concept. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world through Teva, and there are malachim in charge of that Teva. Rashi, in the beginning of Tainis, according to the Ksav, yeah, it brings a whole list of malachim in charge of the rain, in charge of this, in charge of that. There's malachim in charge. It's in the Yitzchus of Shmini Atzeres and Shpilas Geshem, mentions the name of the, who's in charge of the rain, who's in charge of the Tal. That is all the Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he runs the world through the Teva. We know that Yishayim tell us, HaTeva is Gematria Elikim. It will only work if you switch the Kuf to a Hey, of course. And it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elikim is Lashem Ram. There's many Karchas in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baal Yecholus, Baal Karchas Kulam. He's on top of all these Karchas and Halachim which are running the world. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, all the time. However, there's another Mahalach in running this world. And that is what this Gemara in Ketubos is referring to, Maaseh Tzadikim. Maaseh Tzadikim gets so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything is done in their zchus, and they deserve it. And Hashem will change the Briya, Tzadik Gezer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim, and the world will run differently and behave differently through these Tzadikim. When things go through these Tzadikim who are so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Mechadish, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Adol, the Bria is still being considered running through Hashem. Because these tzaddikim are davuk v'Hashem, Tava Yochel is considered that they are only doing what Hashem wants, more than Malachim, more than the Tava, is considered still the Maaseh Hashem. And therefore he says, a very, very famous question, says, Le'el Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, Ani V'Lei Malach, Ani V'Lei Sarf, Ani V'Lei Shliach. Everybody asks, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Shliach. The answer is, the Moshe does not count as a Shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu and Tzadikim are not counted as a Shliach. They are so davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the ones who are causing the bracha. They're the ones who are receiving the bracha. It all goes through them. All the bracha goes through them, like very famous the Baal Shem Tov says, Kol Olam Kula Nizun B'Shvil Chanina B'ni. The Baal Shem Tov says, B'Shvil, like a path, through the pathway, through the pipeline of Rav China ben Daisa. So they're the ones who are giving the bracha, they're the ones who are receiving the bracha. So therefore, it's not considered a shliach. Tava Yochel is considered the Rabbi Hashem still doing it himself. And therefore, the 98th season of Mitzrayim, by Moshe Rabbeinu being involved and taking it out the next morning, it was not considered a shliach b'chlal. Moshe Rabbeinu does not count as a shliach. Shliach is a malach, or the teva, but when it's a tzaddik himself, it's not considered going through an intermediary. Memela, that Gemara in Tainis, which lists the different shlichim, the three keys that which do not be given over to a shliach, means that the key of childbirth, key of semesim, and parnasa will never be given over to teva, will never be given over to a malach, because his baruch Hu personally is involved all the time in that, doesn't even have a shliach. But if a tzaddik wants to step in, that's not a problem. Tzaddik is not a shliach. Tzaddik is considered, he's doing it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself because he is so davuk by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not considered a stira of a klal. Eliyahu HaNavi, Elisha, other tzaddikim who did nisim like this, they're not considered shlichim that are receiving. There's no kasher of a klal. We're going to now bring a huge riot to the Zubin HaMagid and to the Safika Yehuda from the Mesilas Yesharim. I was looking up this Gemara in Tainis in Ramech Yehuda Lefkovich's Sefer on Tainis, and he says he has another Teretz based on the end, the very end of the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. He doesn't bring this Zubin HaMagid, but Imamish goes with it. I'm going to now quote you the end of the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim and the Perek Kofar. Umisham Yahweh El Ma'al Gavah Yesh. This is a Shar about Midas HaKadusha. He speaks about different levels of Kedusha, and he says then someone will come to a much higher level. A human being comes to Ruach HaKadosh. His comprehension is beyond a human's comprehension. His decisions are based on only a Ratzon Hashem. His Dveikus Hashem gets so big this teaches us how close he is to Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisparach Shemai, is the Makar of life. Hanais and Chaim Lachachai, Hashem is the one who gives Chaim. Uchma Mar, my Chazal saying, here goes, he quotes the Gemara. Shvayishim Mafekas, like him, Shabbi Yatzliach. He knew how Davik by Yisbarach make his garment, but someone was attached to Hashem's Baruch Hu. Yuchal Limshach, Yemeni Yisbarach, Yilameshach Chaim Atzlam. He's not part of the rule of not getting Mafekas. Because he is connected to Hashem's Baruch Hu. He also has a right to give over life, and to give over Parnassah. And to give over, you know, Geshem, Parnassah, and to give over, and to be involved in Kriyas HaMeisim, and childbirth. Because the main aspect he's going to get by attaching himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chaim, which includes all these things. He could come to Kriyas HaMeisim. How is it possible? It's Mafteach, it's not your over. How could a princess be yard saying it's Braisa when you come to Kriyas HaMeisim? The Torah says, because he's not a Shliach anymore. But Mamish, like is Dubin Amash. Well, very beautiful. We framed the Gemara in Tainis. We understand now the Gemara in Ksuvas. It says, Bela Maisa Tzadikim Yoyser, Yishamayim Va'aretz, Yishamayim Va'aretz. Means the Teva, the Bria, the Maisa Tzadikim are greater. That's the Pshan of the Gemara in Ksuvas. However, now we have a big, huge kasha. How is it possible for Elisha to give over this job to Gehazi? We know very much from the Pesukim and from Chazal that Gehazi was not a very fine fellow. And he was actually quite the opposite. So if so, why does Elisha make him a shliach to go along and do tchiyas hameisim to the isha hashunamis, dead child? How can he be given the job? Teretz says, now we're going to throw in the Dubin HaMagid's mashal. There was once a man who loved his son very, very much, very beloved. He spoiled him. It's okay to spoil your son as long as it stays in the mashal. And he wouldn't let the son do anything. He cared for him so much. And one day the father had to go away, and he instructed his servant to take care of his son. And he said, I don't want my son to do a stitch of work. I want you to do everything for him. I want you to bathe him, to clothe him, and I want you to even feed him. Okay? He went away, did his business trip, came back, and he asked the son, no? Did my servant faithfully follow all my instructions? And the son said, no. I said, well, how could that be? I pay him so much money. He said, he didn't feed the food into my mouth. He put it on a spoon, he put it on a fork, and then he put it into my mouth. He put the drink in a cup. Instead of pouring it straight into my mouth from his hands, he put it into a cup, and he gave me the drink from the cup, from the sippy cup. But he didn't put it straight into my mouth. And the father said, that already is not a problem. Because the spoon is an extension of the man himself. The fork is an extension of the man. The cup is an extension. Expect him to put into his hands and put into your mouth. The spoon and fork is okay. There's a very famous psak from Moshe Feinstein. Moshe is coming to Paskin Chalal at all. This is not the Paisik, Shir hotline. It's just referring it as a vart. Check up the halacha. Moshe Feinstein says that anything which you would take out with your fingers on Shabbos, you'll have to take out with a fork. That's like a pickle. Because the only reason why you're doing it is because you don't want to get your fingers dirty. You're not doing it to help you get the item out. It's not considered bayer. It's just an extension of your fingers not to get dirty. He says, in Dubin HaMagid, father told his son, the fact that the servant used a spoon or a fork, that's not an issue. Memele, says the Gudodo, that there was no problem taking Gehazi, because Gehazi was going to be like Elisha's staff. Gehazi's carrying Elisha's staff. Is there a problem that Elisha's using a staff for Kriyas HaMeisim? No. Part of Elisha. And Gehazi also is going to turn into a staff. How? Because Elisha tells him, no talking. Keep your mouth shut. I'll like you to turn into a diamond. I'll like you to become inanimate. You're going to be a kli. You're not going to say a word. No talking. But Gehazi talks. And Gehazi, once he talks, he turns himself into a human being. Becomes from a diamond to a medaber. And what kind of medaber? Not a very fine medaber. Not a medaber who's able to go along and instructing. He's a shliach. Shliach can't work. So the Kriyas HaMeisim did not work until Elisha came himself. And for Yishev, the kasha that we asked. The reason why Elisha asked Gehazi to do it, because he didn't want Gehazi to talk. So Gehazi just made the extension of Elisha, because only Elisha could do it. Because Elisha is not a shliach. Elisha is a tzaddik, and he's greater than a shliach. But Gehazi, once he begins talking and choosing, he becomes a person, and he has no right to do a Kriyas HaMeisim. Lahakol mi Yishev b'Shabbos.